Israeli agents have arrested a ring of Islamic militants who it claims plan to set off a massive car bomb in Tel Aviv over the Passover holiday. The Shin Bet security agency today said agents and soldiers arrested 19 people in connection with the plot. The arrests were made in March, though the details were only released this morning. Israeli authorities said the men arrested were militants attached to Palestine's ruling Hamas movement. Co-director of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, gives his insight into the arrests.
This is a rather complex issue. First of all, the only way that we know we're talking about Hamas people is because Israeli media sources reported that these are Hamas people. One is that we don't know what that means. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their organizational backing really is. We don't know who sent them, on whose orders they're acting. This is a rogue operation. Maybe they're Islamic Jihad. Maybe they're acting on someone else's behalf. We don't really know that. This is leakages to the media from intelligence information, and it might have political motivations behind identifying these people as being Hamas. What we know is that in public, the Hamas leadership has made a commitment, both the internal leadership and the external leadership, to holding on to the ceasefire that they declared with Israel. And they've called for the state of Israel to implement a ceasefire in the West Bank, which is right now only valid in Gaza. Now, this is not a full-fledged, complete and total ceasefire. There are leakages and breakages in the ceasefire as well, and there are rogue organizations and individuals who are acting on their own, but to the best of my knowledge, there has not been any declaration or intention by Hamas politically to break the ceasefire.